section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
1, 2, 3, 4. When I turn my radio dial, I hear it's pop country. Those corporate jerks sure get on my nerves. That ain't country to me. Now it burns when I pee. It burns when I pee. That's what Nashville did to me. So let's take a piss on the Nashville music fest. Cause now it burns when I pee.
I've been good.
Good. Did you just burp?
Oh, it stunk, too.
I did. Looks doing over there.
Are you kicking your dad's butt?
Yep.
Showing him who's boss?
Mm-hmm. He got the big muscle ass you. I said it to him.
Good.
What's doing over there?
I love it.
What you doing over there? What you doing over there?
Is she cooking you dinner?
We ate Papa John's.
You ate Papa John's pizza?
Domino's pizza.
Domino's.
Domino's pizza.
Was it good?
Yep. Ah! And with stuff. With, sticks.
What kind of sticks?
Cheese sticks.
Oh, cheese sticks. Wow, that's pretty fancy dinner.
You burped it. I died.
I burped it.
Yep.
That's gross.
You don't like burps?
Huh?
You don't like burps.
They're gross.
Ew.
I like farts.
Ew.
You're so silly.
Oh, yeah. It's my ass.
It's my ass.
No. What you doing over there?
Your mom's being mean.
Yep.
What you doing over there?
Well, that's pretty seductive.
What you doing over there?
I want my plug.
No, you're not plugging it in.
What you doing over there? Oh. I burped it.
Ew, gross.
I burped it again.
That sounded like a fart.
I burped it again. What you doing over there?
You are so silly.
Why you have a mustache? Like
a pedophile?
Blake, look up a little bit. Oh my God, you do have a mustache.
No, I just haven't shaved in a couple of days.
Buddy, all he needs is a pair of dark sunglasses and he's set.
Do you have a van that says free candy?
With no windows?
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, what you doing over there?
I'm waiting for your dad. We're going to do a show.
Oh.
Yeah, we're trying to get the boys to get DVD players and go into their room.
Ernest, murder down. Uh-oh. What you doing over there? What you doing over there? What you doing?
But it seems to happen every time I save my nickel, save my dime. Head out toward the county line just to try and find you. If I'd ford the river, didn't cross the plain, I'd sail the Gulf in a hurricane. Walk alone in the driving rain just to try and find you. Cause you don't talk and you don't judge, you won't ever hold a grudge. Sold my blood, I quickly turned my name to mud. Lost my friends and family, but still I try to find you. The
don't talk and you don't judge. You don't ever hold a grudge. You don't have a reason, cuz I always try and find
Russian bear.
Russian bear. I'm cock strong.
Because I'm cock strong. I have never ever in my life heard such a gay line to a song, but I am cock strong.
I am strong like the ox.
Who have big cocks.
Cocks, because I'm cock strong. I'm a rebel.
I am so strong with my cock, I have to tell people I am. That's how strong I am. My penis is so big, I don't even need to sing about it. Nice. All right. It's time to bear down, if you know what I mean. You know what I mean by bear down, right?
Yes, we're going to bear down like the ox.
Okay. All right, ready?
Yep.
Easy, killer. Take it easy, lady.
Take it easy, lady.
You don't know who you're messing with. I am cock strong.
Cock strong like the ox.
Okay.
All right. Take four.
Take 47. Welcome, everyone, to episode 49 of It Burns When I Pee. I am your host, the podcasting god.
Amen.
Blake Clayton. And I have in the Skype studio with me this evening the lovely, the talented, my reach around partner, Amish BJ.
Howdy, Blake. How's it going, my friend?
It's going great.
Like the ox.
Oh, we have more fun before we do the show than we actually do when we have the show.
Yeah. That we do.
So what did we just get done listening to, my friend?
We just got done listening to Justin Otto, To Find You.
I like to find the girls.
I know you do.
I love Justin.
I do not like to find the girls.
You don't like to find them?
No, not anymore. I found the one for me, Blake.
Aww. And then you met her and you said, please, don't tell my wife.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I did. I'm like, shh, don't tell Nicole.
She will be.
And don't tell your mom.
She'll be. Oh. Oh, so tonight, which we're kind of out of the loop. We haven't done this in a while. We're kind of rusty.
Yeah, we are. The last one was the clusterfuck episode.
Yeah. Well, tonight we're going to have music from James Honeycutt, Joe Huber from 357, Justin Towns Earl, the Streakin' Haleys. Love those guys. And we have a world premiere song from Last False Hope.
Noise.
We also are going to have the lovely little Lisa Dixie, along with our friends Heinrich 13 and the Devil Grass Pickers. And what's the last band we got there, buddy?
It's Brent Omaker and the Rodeo.
Nice. We got lots of great music.
Yes, we do. Like the ox.
We're going to also have two interviews. Count them, two. See, I don't cheat my fans. I give them two for the price of
that is a hell of a deal.
Two for the price of none. That's how I lure the kids in the van. Come here. I have two interviews for you. Come on in.
And a nice mustache.
I am the one, the only, mustachio.
Mustachio.
And I have such big cock. I am so cock strong.
You're a rebel.
My penis when it's in you is the rebel within.
Oh, no wonder we don't have any fans, Blake.
Why did IBWIP get hacked? I don't know. Oh, anyway, we have an interview with Jason Gaza from the Muddy Roots Music. We were putting on the Muddy Roots Festival. And we have an intimate interview with the lovely, the talented little Lisa Dixie.
I am looking forward to that, Blake.
I am looking forward to it, even though she promised me the first interview and bulldogged me on it. But that's okay. That's okay.
I sense a little. You're mad.
No, I'm
not mad. You're sad.
Yeah.
Maybe jealous.
Ooh, I don't know about.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
There is a gamut of emotions running through my mind right now.
Your mustache weeps.
For all you guys that don't know me, I have quite the breeding ground for facial hair. And so before we started recording the show, my good friend BJ here pointed out to me how, or was it your son? I think it was Liam that pointed out my mustachio.
Yes, Liam pointed out your fine, fine mustache.
And you,
I think he also snickered a little bit that he could grow a better one.
Right. He's like, and you were like, used it as like a teaching tool for your children. You're like, if you see a guy with a mustache like that, don't go in his van.
Yes. Stay the hell away from him.
Now, if he's got
call the police.
Yeah. If he's got a really nice full mustache, then, you know, he might have some good music in the van. We're going to do some contact information from our good friend, Encyclopedia Billy, who, you know, we haven't done contact information in months, and I'm like, why don't I ever get any voicemails or emails? And I'm like, oh, because I don't tell anybody.
Yeah, I mean, when the show came back with a fury there for the GVTL, I mean, we didn't do any contact. I don't think we could have squeezed in contact information
no.
in that episode.
It was bang, bang, bang from the start.
It was.
It was like... a wild ride on an ox.
on the ox.
Ox on the rocks.
In socks, Mr. Knox.
Now we
sound like Dr. Seuss.
I sound like Sean Connery reading Dr. Seuss. Dr. Seuss.
For the last time, Dad, it's just a bloody movie.
Because I'm cock strong.
I'm cock strong.
I will escape from Alcatraz. Wasn't that the movie he was in?
Yeah, was it?
I don't know.
He was in The Rock.
The Rock. That was supposed to be a prison.
Yeah, it was about Alcatraz.
Right.
Where he had to break back in. And it had the shittiest actor ever, Nicolas Cage, in that.
Oh, yeah. So.
Yeah. He's a horrible, horrible actor.
And also, we're going to have a bunch of inappropriate bullshit banter, which we're starting already.
Yeah, we're well on our way with the inappropriate bullshit banter.
I would just like to say, almost BJ, that you're sounding very good today.
That's because of my new mic, Blake. Isn't it beautiful? I know you can't see it, but I can see you. And I am stroking my mic.
It's round. What's the name of your microphone?
It's called a snowball.
That's what she said.
Yes.
Nice.
Some men like snowballs. I, however, only like a microphone that's called a snowball, not the actual sexual deviancy, I would call it.
Right.
Of a snowball.
So what have you been up to?
Me? I have been up to absolutely nothing, my friend.
Nice. How's the drinking?
The drinking's going very well.
Nice.
It's a hobby.
So how's the sexual performance going? Okay.
It's going very well as well.
So you have been told.
Yeah. I mean, I usually pass out and she just does what she has to do. So, I mean,
nice.
Just as long as it works for her, I mean, way to go, pal.
way to go, pal. So
yes.
I found something new out. I'm pretty hip, you know, with the young kids nowadays. You know, I'm pretty hip and cool. I'm pretty cool.
You are.
But
you have your thumb on the pulse of everything.
I have my thumb on the pulse of many 14, 15-year-old girls. No, just joking. But I found out today from my niece and my nephew that your relationship status is not official till it's on Facebook.
Really?
Yes, and I was not aware of that. So a young lady that I am currently courting, neither one of us have our relationship status changed from single. So my niece told me tonight that we're not actually dating.
That could be a good thing, though, Blake.
Why is that?
You're not actually dating, and I'm doing the air quotes.
Oh, here. Okay. That helps.
Yeah. Air quotes, not dating. I mean, who cares what everybody thinks about on Facebook?
Well,
and it could jinx it.
Right. I think that's what happens to me a lot.
I'm not going to say a word, man.
Thank you.
I'm staying out of that.
So, since we're going to stay away from those conversations, I thought there would be a great song to play following that little bit of a ditty. What song would you like to hear?
I would like to hear James Honeycutt with Dick to Cry On.
All right, here is my good buddy James Honeycutt, who I was supposed to see in Seattle, but we'll talk about it later. And here he is with Dick to Cry On. And my dick is available if anyone needs to cry. They actually usually cry when they see my dick.
Well, your Facebook status does say that you are single, so you could have women cry on your dick.
Penis to cry on. All right, here is James Honeycutt with Dick to Cry On.
She called to say her boyfriend dumped her. Dick to cry on, dick to cry on. Well, guess what? She got what she wanted. She got a dick to cry on, dick to cry on. No responsibilities, even if I try. I don't need the interference. I take my life. I drink too much. I'm afraid of love. Can't sit still.
I'm a whiskey drinking man, she's a wine drinking girl, and I take my truck all over the world. Wear jet black hair, jeans every day. Got another tattoo, and I'm stalking my way. It's the cards that we gotta play. I am, and I'll always be a whiskey drinking man. Start in LA, head to New Orleans, and you won't believe the shit I've seen. So many shows to play, living day by day. She beats me Jack Daniels, and I'm on my way. She's messed up good, yeah, just like me. She enables me to call the band and see. She's one of the boys. Need her to be.
testicles? 1, 2, 3. Hello?
Testicles?
Do you have...
I have a pair of very beautiful testicles.
What are their names?
Bob and Sue.
Mine is Ricardo.
I call the one that hurts a lot Sue.
Mine are called Ricardo and Mantevan. I slap Ricardo and then he punches Mantevan. Oh,
nice.
I like that I have amusement for myself.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't play with my balls like that, though.
You don't hit them?
They're very sensitive.
Oh, I smack them fuckers around. I show them who's boss.
Since I got my vasectomy, they're very sensitive.
Really?
And I had a ball set up. I had a problem one time, and my ball got about as big as an orange.
Ooh.
Yeah, and it was from holding my pee in too long.
Huh.
Like, we were at a place that had porta potties, and everybody was like, they were all packed, so we just left and came home, like a 45-minute drive. And I held it the whole time, and I had to go very badly when we were at the place. So, and I guess it tore my urethra.
Ooh.
And actual urine dripped into my nutsack.
And it infected it?
Yeah, infected my ball, and it swelled up.
That is not cool.
Yeah, it was like I'd walk, and it felt like somebody was punching me in the sack every time I took a step. It was awful.
Nice.
And Nicole comes in and starts poking at it, like, oh, my God, what's the matter with this? And she starts, like, poking at it. I'm like, I kill you.
I kill you with my mustachio.
She's like the worst nurse ever.
No bedside manners.
No. Like, one time I cut the tip of my finger, like, actually, like, on the pad of it, not the tip, but the pad.
Ooh.
You know, where you actually touch stuff with.
Right.
And I cut it and, like, actually, like, cut the whole piece of it off. And she pours alcohol on it. I scream and grab my finger and, like, blood went shooting up in the air.
Oh.
What? No, we're not recording.
Hey.
What?
Because all we had in the house was alcohol.
Imagine that.
I touched it. I didn't poke it.
If you touched it, it was bad enough.
Touching and poking, there's a fine line between the two.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You boys are sissies.
Sissies.
If I had a ball sack, I would poke and pinch it. It would not hurt.
Yeah, like she would.
Right. Okay, here we go.
All right.
We are going to do this. It's going to be good. I'm going to use this voice the whole segment, okay?
Okay.
Don't let it throw you off. Okay.
I won't.
Whenever you are ready.
All right. All right, folks, welcome back. You just heard the Streaking Haleys with Whiskey Drinking Man.
I like whiskey. I like woman. Because?
That's
because
you have a mustachio.
I am the mustachio. They tickles their vagina.
Their clitoris.
The clitoris is stimulated by my mustachio. And they love it. A lot.
Hello.
I am going to use this accent through the whole segment and have people get very irritated.
And it is not Italian.
No. For once, it's not
Italian. The myth of your only knowing Italian accents is totally busted right now.
I think you're going to jinx it. So, let's talk about Muddy Roots. Since we are going to have Jason interview here in a little bit, I wanted to talk. We talked about it once before, but it's getting closer.
It is getting closer.
Oh, crap. I forgot to use my accent.
It's only like 5 months away, isn't it?
Half the time it takes to make a baby. It's less than 100 some days.
Yes, it's pretty damn close.
So who do we have so far lined up to go? Who's all going so far?
Lined up to go? Well, my kids were lined up to go, but now they want to go with their grandma
no.
in Philly.
I don't want them to go. I don't want Liam to go with his grandmother.
He was the first one to go, yeah, I want to go fishing with Pappy Frank. I'm like, sweet.
One down.
One kid off the hook.
One down, one to go.
And then when the one said it, the other one just like followed right through.
Nice.
So, yeah. And that's actually me and Coley's wedding anniversary weekend.
I think at Camp Krusty, we should take one of the evenings and you guys should renew your vows at Camp Krusty.
See, I was thinking about getting, we should get our licenses to marry people online, me and you, Blake.
Okay.
And we could be like reverends and we could just marry people at random at Muddy Roots.
That is
like
a good idea.
Up to them and go, do you take him? Do you take her? And like, go, you're married.
By the power invested in me by the people missing teeth in Tennessee, I now pronounce you man and his bitch.
And marry people that are complete asshole strangers.
Let's do it. You want to?
Yeah, we could.
That'd be awesome. We could, and we could like wear like black t-shirts and we just like paint white collars around them.
Yeah. And we'll just run around marrying people. And
I am Pastor Mustachio, and this is Reverend Amish BJ. Do not be afraid. We are here to marry you.
No, you can't. You just got to run up to him and go.
Oh.
Start doing the whole ceremony like as quick as you can, like the micro machines guy.
It's like instead of just like shotgun wedding, it's like rapid fire wedding. It's like, okay, you go. Yes. Okay, you marry. Kiss. Fuck. I don't care.
And then run away from him.
Right. So will you sign this piece of paper? We're just doing like a signature of all the people that were here. And they sign it. And you go, okay, you're married. Why does this say holy matrimony? Ah, don't read it. You are too drunk to read. Just sign it. You're married. Fuck. So
that would be the awesomest thing ever.
Since you don't have any kids going with you, you might get a little nookie-nookie then, right?
I do believe I will.
Nice.
If this tent's a-rocking, don't come a-knocking. That's all I got to say.
I am going to put my tent up right next to there so I can listen and masturbate.
You'll have one of those like little paper cone things like pressed up against the wall of your tent so you can hear us better.
I'm like, hey, Nicole, BJ, can you guys put this can with this piece of string in your tent real quick for me? What's it for? Oh, don't worry about it.
Pull it tight.
Yeah. Oh,
And I have taken up the porn star approach to love making. And I say a lot of rude shit the whole time.
Really?
Like, oh yeah, baby, you take that. You take it.
How does she keep a straight? How does she keep a straight face?
I don't know. She's a saint when it comes to that.
She's like, take what? What's there to take?
Yeah. And I do the fake breathing, like it's the awesomest thing ever, Blake. Besides marrying people at Muddy Roots.
So who do you know that is going for sure?
Well, I know Joshy P's definitely going, right? Since he's playing. Renee's going.
She's bringing the generator. She's really happy about she's happy about every time she posts something. I'm bringing a generator.
Yeah, she is like super excited about the generator. I know Reverend Nix from Stinkfinger Radio is coming, and he's bringing three friends along with him.
Nice.
He's being kind of coy about it, but I think it's three more acts for the Krusty stage.
Nice.
Yes. And maybe even I'm kind of thinking it's some people from a faraway land.
Ooh, I am intrigued.
Yes. Yes, and we do have confirmation that Heinrich and the Devilgrass Pickers are going to be there.
That'll be awesome. I think Camp Krusty, Stage Krusty, is going to have one hell of a good time.
Yeah, I think so too. And now we have Camp Canada.
What?
The boys from Liquor Box.
Oh,
said they wanted to join forces with Camp Krusty. And I said, yeah, you could camp just north of us. And we'll keep a little barrier there.
And you guys can just hang out from up there.
Yeah. Just like Canada does. They just hang out kind of up north.
Chris Miller's going, right?
Yep. Chris Miller's going to
be
there. And Nellie Wilson.
Is Six Gun going to be there? I think
last I heard, yes, Six Gun is going to be there.
I think it's going to be the most amazing 2 days of my life. And I think I'll start growing
Karen's
my...
Karen's going to be there.
Yes.
Professor Kak.
Professor Kak. I long to hear her give me knowledge from her professorness.
Yes.
She is
smarter than us.
She is so smart, she makes us look stupid.
And I don't know if Captain Tomorrow is going to be able to make it or not.
Well, he's going to save our country. He's going to save our country while we're there.
Yeah, he may be.
He'll shoot people and kill them and say, I got you now, bitch.
Yes.
And I think,
I am saving people for Camp Crust.
I think the next time he's like on the front lines and he shoots somebody, while he's shooting his gun, he can just go, I'm cock strong, you fucker.
I'm the rebel within, bitch.
This is Carmageddon. Whoa.
Yeah, you can see the fans on the people that like the IBWIP page just going down,
right.
down.
Yep. It's free speech. It's America. We're not Canada.
It is.
Liquorbox is like the only people from Canada, you know, that would probably want to hang out with us.
Yeah, I don't know if they've ever heard our anti-Canada rantings.
Yeah, I don't think so. We should shh, quiet. So, okay, so our good buddy Encyclopedia Billy has called in our contact information. So are you ready for me to play that?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Encyclopedia Billy, thank you and welcome back, my friend. I saw him on Skype that one day. He was at your house.
Yes, he was at my house. He snuck over for some barbecue.
And he is so cool. He had Bluetooth in his ear. That's how cool he is.
Yeah, he is that cool.
My Bluetooth won't stay in my ear. So anyway, here is Encyclopedia Billy, the man who knows everything about this show, which we love very much, with the contact information.
Well, now that I've got your attention, it's time for contact information. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you found us on one of these three areas, either on the net, on IBWIP.com, Section86.com, or on iTunes.com. Hey, while you're there on iTunes, why don't you give us a good rating and leave a comment? And really, you can leave any comment you want. You can leave something like, Blake is queer, whatever you want. But just give us a good rating. You can also find us on Facebook and like us there. Don't even bother with MySpace because it's gay. Or you can call in the dial-in number, which is 206-339-8419. And, of course, you can always email us at blake@ibwip.com or almostbj@ibwip.com. Just remember, ladies, if you do decide to email us a picture or something, Blake is in the agents, BJ's in the midgets. But if you don't fall into any of those categories, you can still email us and send us a picture. Just remember to keep it at the high standards that we, here at the dirtiest styles on the internet, have set. And on that note, it's time for us to hit the...
All right. Thank you, Encyclopedia Billy. You did very good. I think you should grow a mustachio as well.
I think he does have a mustachio.
Oh, very nice. Kinda. Very nice. I have a full mustachio.
Yes, you do.
So, I took a trip on a jet-bound plane. I went to Seattle, Washington.
Yes, you did go to the... beautiful city of Seattle, Washington.
The sunny, warm city of Seattle, Washington.
Wasn't Frasier shot there?
Yes, like, but the logo for Frasier is not the actual skyline. I found that out. It is Seattle's television is known for Grey's Anatomy, Frasier, and the Twilight series, which actually wasn't filmed there.
Oh my God, that is the gayest thing ever. I watched 15 minutes of that Twilight, and it was awful.
I've seen all three now. I watched the other one today.
Hand me your guy card.
Hand my ball sacks over to you right now. No, but I had a good time. It was cool. It, you know, it rained a lot, but it wasn't that bad. It was pretty cool.
That's cool.
But I'll tell you one thing about people in Seattle. They do not like people who smoke.
Yeah, they're kind of up.
They are up to, like, I was out, you know, you can't, like, in Illinois, it's like 10 feet away or 15 feet away from a you know, an entrance or whatever. There it's like 25 feet. So, like, there's no place you can go, you know? So I was, I'm like 25 feet away from the door and I'm smoking and they just walk by you and they just look at you like, what are you doing? It's disgusting.
How dare you?
How dare you smoke in my state? You sons of bitches. But it was nice. I saw a friend of mine, and it was a good time. I cannot tell you more. It would be a breach of confidentiality. And you know me.
Come on, Blake.
You know me. I don't ever tell anything on this show. I always keep things to myself.
Yeah, you're very, like the time you pooped yourself.
Yes.
You didn't tell anybody.
Right, exactly. Way you let the cat out of the bag. That really makes me feel good. So, my life is pretty boring besides that.
Yeah, that's about the same as mine, man. At least you got to go somewhere. I have never been west of... I haven't even been as far west as Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Ever in my life.
Wow. Well, that was the furthest I've ever been. That was like the furthest I've ever been, but you know, like it takes like 4.5 hours to get there from Chicago, but on the way back it's like 3.5 hours. Like
tailwind.
I like headwind better.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't like the headwind? It's nice.
Who doesn't?
That's a good new name for a blowjob, headwind. It's because it's the same thing, really.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
We have brought a new saying into this world.
Headwind. Hey, baby, what are you doing? How about you give me some headwind?
Oh, yeah. Giggity, giggity. Oh,
giggity, giggity. See, you always come up with these good names for blowjobs.
Because I don't get them. So as I'm masturbating, I spend time thinking about what would this be called? Headwind.
Well, you can imagine growing up with a name like BJ. That when I was in kindergarten, I always had to. I came home asking my mom one day, "Mom, what's a blowjob?"
Nice.
I had no idea, and she told me something that was just totally off the wall. And I thought it was that for the longest time. That had nothing to do with anything, but I thought I'd share that.
She was trying to keep you sheltered and safe. Little did she know that years later.
Yes. She actually listened to part of an episode of IBWIP.
Really? What'd she say?
She said, "I can't believe you can get away with that kind of stuff."
Did you say, "Mom, I'm cock strong."
Yeah. I said, "Mom, it's the internet. Nobody listens to the internet."
Except 10 million people.
Yeah. More than satellite radio. I don't really know if that's true, but I thought I'd throw in that little fact.
The factual information on here, everybody knows by now, is usually not very accurate.
Yeah, even when we do extensive research by going to Google and clicking on.
That's like we spent 15 minutes on mustachio.
Yeah.
I was amazed.
And that day I pulled up that fun fact about Ellen DeGeneres's... birthday.
Oh yeah, that really made everything, really tied everything together about the Gay Video Tag League.
It did, and we should bring that back.
I think so too. We'll talk about that later on in the show, though.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Here is a world premiere song from our good friend Joshy P and his band Last False Hope with "Guilty Until Proven Innocent," and we're gonna follow that up with the interview from Jason Gaza from Muddy Roots Music, and we'll be back because we are cock strong
like the ox.
Oh Lord, give me health and strength, and we'll still rest. I've never been a
All right, everybody, welcome back to another gripping episode of It Burns When I Pee. And we have with us Jason Gaza from Muddy Roots Music. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing all right.
Well, we wanted to talk to you, you know, we got a few months before the Muddy Roots Festival, but it's kind of the big buzz going on now. And we kind of wanted to just kind of go over some questions and such that you that we have and have you tell us a little bit about, you know, the festival. How did you guys come up with that? How did the Muddy Roots Festival originate?
I guess it was mainly just me and my brother. We talked every day. We live on opposite ends of the country, but we talked every day on IM. And we just wanted a place. We wanted to get all the bands we love in one spot, basically. And we were already trying to give the bands we love a home in Nashville when they're passing through, try to get them gigs. And that's basically it.
And how long did it take to start working on, like, when you guys did the first one last year?
What do you mean, like, how far in advance did we plan it?
Right.
I don't remember the exact timetable, but it was definitely less than a year.
Right. So what did you learn from last year's festival that you guys are using to improve this year's festival?
I'd say quite a bit. In fact, I probably learn new stuff every day, considering it's just like a homegrown type thing, a grassroots type thing. So, I don't know. Let's think about that. I'd say a majority of, I guess I stumped myself. I would say that just getting out there, you know, seeing what bands to book, when they're coming through, like the business aspect of it, which is kind of, you know, not why we started it, so we had to kind of learn a few things.
Right.
Learn to get out there and pay our dues and, you know, not worry about the fact that, you know, we didn't come out financially on top last year. And I don't know, the list is too big to come up with at the last minute.
Understandable. So how did you guys decide which bands to invite this year to the festival?
That was probably one of the toughest things, because even though it's a large list and it's larger than last year, I mean, if I could afford it, it would be four times that amount. I tried to keep it at a minimum of how many bands we had back from last year, just so that people had a new show to come through and give new bands a new chance and have them back next year. But, there's a lot of things that go into it. A lot of them are just touring through. Some are known for a draw. Some are just my favorite bands.
Sure. Kind of like your own personal concert, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Even though I don't get to really watch it, because I'll be working. I mean, that is kind of a factor. At least it was initially was, you know, pick on my favorite bands, or at least as many that I can get into one spot. But there's plenty of factors.
Well, and as you guys have advertised, you know, Wayne the Train Hancock is one of the headliners, and there is a surprise headliner that's going to be announced. Do you know when you guys are going to make that announcement?
I would say mid-June.
Mid-June? We'll be looking forward to that. So besides, like, the amazing live music, and, you know, if you just go down the list of bands that you guys have booked, it's, you know, all the bands are really awesome. What else can fans expect at the festival while they're there?
Well, I would say one of the things I liked most about the festival was not that you're paying money and you're watching a band and then it's like they go back to their VIP section and you go back to wherever you're, you know, where you're hanging out. This is different. This is you come, you hang out, and you camp with all the bands you love, if you love these bands, which, you know, most of us do. You know, you hang out by the campfire all night with them. It's more of a community.
Right.
Not so much just gathering.
Which is really a direct reflection on this genre of music anyway. In my opinion, it's very personable, and you grow to, you know the bands that you hang out, you know, that you listen to, and it's really personable and one-on-one. I think that's just enhanced, you know, at a festival type atmosphere like this.
Exactly.
So how many people are you expecting this year compared to last year's event?
I'm hoping for at least a few thousand, but we'll see. I know the community worldwide is strong, and it's just a matter of who can afford to get out of town, basically.
Do you guys have a rough idea of how many you had last year?
Oh, I care. Our first year, we didn't have more than a few hundred actually purchase tickets. We probably had the same amount of band members hanging out. That was pretty close, actually. But yeah, I guess that's just how first year's going.
So when people are planning their trip, you know, when does the festival campground actually open, you know, to the public so everybody can get in and get their spot? And, you know, when do you guys plan on having music start?
Yeah, actually, you can come a day early and stay a day late. The venue is really cool about letting people just kind of be comfortable and not rush them in or rush them out. Right now we have the band scheduled to play Saturday and Sunday, pretty much all day and all night. We'll see if we can't get a few on Friday, but we're not sure yet.
Sure. So fans can come out on Friday, and they don't have to leave till Monday then.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome. And that's good because, you know, I personally, you know, there's a group of people that, you know, that I know that are coming from all over the country. And not only is it going to be like a festival of music, but it's going to be also like a festival of meeting a lot of people that you, you know, you come in contact and you grow to be close to, you know, throughout the country. It's just a good spot and to get everybody together. So what suggestions do you have for folks that are coming to the festival? I mean, you know, what should they bring or what should they expect?
They can pretty much bring whatever they like except guns, dogs, and glass. So other than that, you know, I mean, definitely camping. If you're camping, bring camping stuff, sunscreen and water. And but you could bring your own beer. You can bring your own food and grill and all that. It's pretty laid back, the venue there.
And the community that you're having it in, you know, how have they been receptive to it? Because, you know, when communities hear about, you know, festivals, they, you know, they instantly start to worry about, you know, ones that have gone bad in the past. But how have you guys reception from the community that you hold the festival at?
You mean the actual locals?
Yes.
That actually was a tough one for us. That was one of the things we learned. Was a tough decision, actually, because the property we picked to hold this on is a property known for biker rallies that they have out there. It's owned by bikers. And their rallies get pretty wild. And the locals out there, you know, it's obviously kind of like a subculture thing or anti-culture thing. And so I think a lot of people thought Muddy Roots was going to be that, so it scared them off. We didn't have any trouble from any locals, but I think that did scare off some of the locals. And now that they see that we are, you know, we have a good time, but it's not going to be biker type good time, you know.
Right.
You know, swimming and whatever, you know, so there's none of that. But so I think that definitely hurt our attendance. But the good thing about the property being owned by people like that is that they're not going to mess with you, and you're surely not going to be messing around on their property. So it's kind of like a self-governed yet laid-back atmosphere, and it allows us all to have like have a good time without it being pretentious. You know, when you go to a concert, it's like get in, buy stuff, listen to music, get out.
Right.
And it's not like that.
That's awesome.
Just come out and have a good time, which is real people.
And where do you guys see the Muddy Roots Festival in 5 years? I mean, do you guys have like a 5-year plan or what you guys are envisioning, you know, this becoming?
It's a pretty simple plan. I just want more people to show up so that we have more money to book more bands.
Right.
That's pretty much it.
Awesome. Well,
I don't want it to be like a mega fest where, you know, you have just thousands of college kids coming out to beat drums and do ecstasy. I don't want that.
Right.
I want it to keep, just our kind of people, you know, our folk.
Right. And where can folks go to get more information on the festival? And most importantly, where can they go to order their tickets?
You can go to muddyrootsmusic.com.
All right. And we'll put up a link there too on our show notes, and you have a list of all the bands that are playing. And Jason, I appreciate you taking the time. I'm really looking forward to going this year. I you know, you guys were gracious enough to offer me a spot last year, and unfortunately I couldn't make it up, but I'm definitely going to be there, and I know a lot of people you know, that listen to the show are coming out, and we're really looking forward to it, and we just appreciate what you're doing.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, again, you guys want to order your tickets, go to muddyrootsmusic.com and check out the festival link. And thanks again, Jason, for being on the show.
Said the bird real high, ain't that something? Said the people without running. Can't you see your floods are coming? Well, hey there, bird of misfortune, come again some other morning. The people here don't heed that warning. Sky's too cloudy where you're soaring. Like a silly bird I might sound, but from my vantage point I found where men gather sinks the ground and all the evil pools to drown. Yeah, they'll throw that quarter down the machine, right down that slot of dreams. And in the hands of unknown forces, it'll land in a mass of metallic corpses. Yeah, from the rich down to the poor, folks move like revolving doors. And other pimps and thieves and whores just walk the streets down on all fours. That soldier boy without his band is marching down the Avenue Grand. His feet are sinking in the sand and there's tingling in the tips of his hands. And he'll be screaming how he's better than, but there ain't no one worse off than man. Carry that torch while in the stands, no one claps at our command. But happy are the foolish flocks with houses made of building blocks, selling stones and paint with rocks while the lonely buzzard mocks. And deaf, you miss the call. Now water or the land will fall. Well, can't you see a floods are coming? Said the bird real high, ain't that something? Said the people without running. Can't you see your floods are coming?
Let's grab it like we own it and do it.
All right. I can do that.
I can do it. Because I'm cock strong.
All right.
Lisa's like, these guys are fucking assholes.
No, shh. It's playing with some tape.
Yay. Tape is fun.
I told you I'm easily entertained.
You'd love me then. Okay, let's. Okay.
All right. All right, here we go. Hey, welcome back, folks. You just heard Joe Huber with Can't You See a Floods A Coming?
And you said earlier when the show started that it was thunderstorms were coming.
Yep.
You can see
we are currently getting thunderstorms.
Watch out, because there could be a flood of coming.
Yes. There was actually earlier. I was driving through all kinds of, like, running water down the streets and all other kinds of
stuff. Washing away all those Amish people that live by you. The devil's washing them away.
I hope so. Well, did I say that out loud?
That's okay. You said there was no blacks allowed in here. Anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm the rebel within. I cannot help.
I just spit beer all over the place.
Well, we have with us via Skype the lovely, the talented, and a really good friend of mine, little Lisa Dixie. Hello, dear.
Hey.
She just started waving.
Wave like you could see me. And then I get closer to the mic like you told me not to do.
How are you?
I'm terrible. What?
How are you?
I'm good.
What do you think of this?
I'm kind of new to this whole Skype thing. It's kind of, it's really weird.
I think you're just putting more pressure on yourself than you need to. You're doing fine.
Yeah, thank you.
So, well, we thought we'd have you on. I don't want to make it like a regular, you know, Q&A. So I thought we'd just kind of kick it and me and BJ can ask you questions.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah? You have a new album out.
I do.
Finally.
Finally.
How has the last 3 years been getting this thing to go?
Annoying. Well, I'm special, and I was always like, I'm going to do it myself, and I don't have the attention span to do an album, like, just put it out myself. Nor do I have the drive to be like, well, let me organize this. I'm just not that person. So finally, one of my friends and the label mate, or the owner, the label guy, whatever, I'm an idiot when it comes to terms, of Another Mile Records, he was just like, well, let's do this. So thank God for him, because if it wasn't for him, I don't think I would have done it. Just pushing me and helping me, like, organize everybody.
From the time you, like, really started to kind of crank it out and get going to the time it actually came out, like, how much time are you looking at that you had?
Oh, I had my surgery in May, and I couldn't talk for a week, and then I couldn't sing for 6 weeks. So that puts us at, what, July? With my awesome math.
I'm like, how long did it take? She's like, May, July, to December.
Hold on, July. I started writing in July, and then we started recording in maybe end of August, early September. And then from September to December, that's when we did the album. It was done in December. We mixed it in January.
Awesome.
And then I moved to Austin, and then he just, you know, mastered it, and we had a little issue with CD Baby, but whatever. It's out now.
Fuck CD Baby. Anyway. BJ, do you have any cool questions?
I did until I blew beer out my nose just a second ago. Now I'm trying to recover from that. So go amongst yourselves.
Naves. Nice. That was a nice little Maryland accent. Naves.
Yeah, Naves.
Go down to Baltimore, hon. Go down to Baltimore. They're going to Ocean City and get some roses.
So you moved.
Go get some Natty Bow.
Natty Bows.
So you moved from Washington, D.C. to Austin, Texas. What finally made you to decide to take such a huge turn in your life?
I was just over fucking D.C. Have you ever been? It's terrible.
No.
It is a terrible
place. You've always told me not to go, so I have never
gone. It's a terrible suck shack of a city. Like, you pay like $2,000. We were paying $2,000 a month for some shitty apartment that was just terrible. The crime is out of control. My job was just, I was over that. So finally I was just like, you know what? And there's no musicians. There's no musicians. And the people we found for the album, I mean, it was hard to find someone who played fiddle. It was like fucking a needle in a haystack. Like, nobody. We couldn't find anybody. I've been coming to Austin for like 6 years. And I was just like, I'm just going to move down there. I'm here all the time. Like, I'd always fly down here to see, like, you know, shows. Scott Byram or Wayne Hancock or Dale Watson. I even flew down here a few times to see Hank 3. But I love it down here. If you've never been, you'll fall in love. Like, literally, you get to see Dale Watson 3 times a week.
Awesome.
How could you beat that? He's my neighbor.
You're like, it's awesome. He was out mowing his lawn the other day.
He's great.
Nah, Texas is really cool, you know. People, I think, give it a bad name, but it's a really cool state. A lot of people are like, man, you're moving to Texas. It's fucking Republicans. But it's not. It's really not like that. Especially from the Northeast. And, BJ, you might be able to back me up on this. People feel like they're so self-absorbed up there.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, I'm the most important person ever. And you're like, are you really? Fucking, that's, what?
Here, I really am the most important person ever.
When you become president, I'm going to bring that picture up of you and the beer and the winky.
There's a lot worse pictures of me on the internet somewhere.
We'll find them.
Yeah. But wearing moo-moos and pink underwear.
Nice.
Little hats, little berets.
Yep.
I like a BJ. He's so nice. He makes me feel good inside.
I am sexy like the ox.
Oh, I'm cork strong. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. It's just the rebel within. I can't help it.
Easy.
Lisa is not affiliated with any comments made on this show. Just to let you know.
Yes.
So
anyway.
That's what happened.
Awesome. So you're a lot happier now.
Oh, yeah, it's great. Everything's real cheap down here, too. And the food is amazing. I think I'm going to be, like, diabetic soon.
Nice.
It's so good.
I'd eat brisket every day of the week if I lived down there.
Listen, you have no idea. I was, hardcore animal activist, vegetarian, like, and then I moved down here. And everywhere smells like brisket. Smells like brisket.
I would weigh 500 pounds.
And it's so good because it's that brisket that you don't even need to cut. It just melts. Oh, man.
Damn it, Lisa. I am going to get on a plane now if you don't stop.
Can we come stay at your place?
Like the original Texas house. They're Texas Roadhouses.
Roadhouse. Or as Peter Griffin says, Roadhouse.
Roadhouse. Yeah.
If I ever went into a roadhouse, I would just start kicking people.
Fuck yeah.
Roadhouse.
Isn't there a scene in that movie where someone gets raped on like a pinball machine?
That's a different one with Jodie Foster. That's a different movie. That's a different movie. I remember that. It's a Jodie Foster.
Like, rape her.
Yeah, nobody would. I don't understand. I wouldn't
Not
rape her.
Not even a lesbian.
Not even a lesbian. You're so ugly, a lesbian wouldn't rape you.
Wow.
Nice. So basically, Lisa said that we could come and stay in her house in Austin, BJ.
Yep.
So
make a trip.
I'm there.
You'll probably.
If Southwest is any good next year, you should come.
You'll probably kick us out after like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
No, you'd have to behave. You'd have to behave. You should come. I mean, seriously, literally, there's a place called the Broken Spoke where it's, you know, country line dancing. And then there's chicken shit bingo on Sundays with Dale Watson, and he plays, and they put a chicken in a cage, and if it shits on your number, you win like $200.
Nice.
That is the coolest thing I have ever heard of in my entire life.
I live here. Beer's cheap. You go out and have a Lone Star, it's like $1.50, $2. It's awesome.
We're packing up. I'm going to pack the stuff up, and BJ, you can bring Nicole and Liam.
Oh, I can't bring little Sean?
No, Sean can come too.
Yeah, I thought you had two kids.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. I do.
I have a special bond with Liam. Me and him are like best friends.
He does. He actually calls the house on Skype just to talk to Liam.
Aww. For a half hour, we'll be sitting there talking. And like the other day, Nicole tried to say something to me. And he turns around and he's like, Mom, I'm on Skype with Blake. So, you know.
Like that baby on E-Trade?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's almost exactly what it is.
So
but
I thought
Liam's an evil genius.
Right. So I thought we'd do something a little different, something we've never done before. And you offered to sing a couple songs for us.
Yeah.
And so why don't you sing one? We'll talk a little bit more, and then you can sing another one, and then we'll play one of the songs from the album.
Okay. Which one do you want to hear? What do you want to hear?
I know what I want to hear.
You want to hear Blake?
This is a really good song that was written really like by a crappy dude. And
my mom loves this song.
This song, yeah, your mom. I haven't talked to your mom in a long time.
You can chat with her. She's on Facebook.
I have to find her.
Beware, though. She likes to talk about God sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, my parents weren't really religious until they got a little older, and then it was like, well, God. But they're cool.
It's all good.
It's all good.
You want a new Blake song?
Sure, that'd be sure. great.
Okay, so if I mess up the words or whatever. Okay, if I mess up, can we just hit redo?
No, it's just live. If you mess up, it's no big deal. Oh, we're not in the studio. Just rock out.
Just scream, fuck, I messed up. And
I'll hit the phone button, the red one. Phone. Uh-oh, wait, I might have to plug in my computer in a minute.
Don't hit the shiny red button.
Right. If you have to plug in, go ahead. We'll just talk amongst ourselves.
What's plug in mean?
You said you might have to plug in your computer.
Yeah, but I don't know where a plug is in here.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. Well, wait. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah.
Well, I have like a half of the, like, I have like a third of the battery, so.
Okay, you're
fine. I'm dancing too.
Like 5 times for the max. What?
I was dancing too, but you couldn't see me.
I just keep looking at the picture with the mustache and the beard.
Winking.
Mr. Winky.
Mr. Winky.
Hello,
Mr. Winky.
Mr. Winklebottom. Okay, okay, we'll do Blake's song.
Unbelievable.
Huh?
Unbelievable. That's wonderful.
It was terrible.
No, it was not. I'll never think that song is terrible.
That's because you wrote it.
Well, no. Yeah, I wrote it, but you made it.
You write more. I'm a terrible writer.
$5 a song. I got you. I got enough misery. I can write you a double-sided CD.
See? Bring them on. I'm terrible.
No, you're not terrible. That was totally awesome, and thank you so much. And
oh, yeah.
I remember when I wrote that, and I sent it to you, and I was like, here's this. It's just, you know, if you want to do something. And it was like 2 days later, and I got an email, and it was just cool as hell because you're like, oh, here it is. And I listened to it, and I'm like, that's exactly how I felt and exactly the way I wanted it to sound in my head, only better.
Aww.
So, but no,
it's a good song.
I do appreciate that. That's really awesome.
Ah, man, no worries.
BJ,
it's a good song. If I thought it was terrible, I would have been like, I don't have time to work on this.
I don't have time to work on your whiny baby crybaby song.
I can't handle this. There's some good lines in there.
You're like, shoot yourself, guy.
No. You know, in all honesty, that's the one thing about being a songwriter. You want something that's like a hook, and you also don't want to be too cheesy. I mean, you know, there's some really good hooks in there.
Thank you.
One hand on the trigger, the other. And it's not cheesy. Like, it's actually, like, people are like, oh, man, that's cool. And that's a hard thing, is being a songwriter and being like, oh, fuck, is it cheesy or, you know, is right. it not cheesy? Are people going to listen to this and being like, oh, what the fuck, this is all made up.
Right.
But whatever. Well, it's a good song.
It was totally awesome. You're a good songwriter. Thank you. You made it 10 times better. BJ, yeah. Are you with us?
Yes, I think you're both special.
I think you're special too. I like you. You're nice.
I love you guys.
I love you.
Yay.
I think you have a nice beard and mustache. That wink that he has on that picture, Lisa.
That's special.
That's the one where he gets the little kids to come talk to him.
It's like some demented Willy Wonka.
Nice.
That's me.
So the album's been out for
month
or so.
March.
And yeah. March. And how have you? What have you? What's what I'm trying to say? Like, what kind of response have you gotten as a whole?
You know what? I don't know. So I guess good. There's no way of me tracking sales or anything, you know.
And right.
I guess good. I don't know. You know, I did see Sugarman's review, and it was a good review. The only thing I was bummed about, I was like, the Woke Up Broke song, I actually really lived that song. I didn't make that song up. But that was a good review. I haven't gotten a lot of feedback, but other than, I love it, it's great. I guess it's good. I don't know.
What do you think of it? I mean, were you happy with what came out of it?
Overall, yes. With how short of time we did it, you know, I'm wishy-washy about it. I think every artist is about their album. Yeah. I don't know many artists that's like, it's the best shit I've ever done. Unless you're like...
The Rebel Within is the best album ever. Sorry.
This is the best thing I've ever written. But I just don't... I'm very critical, so when I hear it, of course, I'm like, oh, I hated how I sang that. Oh, I didn't like that part. Oh, I wish I would have done this. But, right. I mean, that's every artist. But overall, and you know, to be completely honest, the new songs I like more than my old songs. Like, I'm like, God, if I have to fucking hear Devil's Gate or Dancing with the Devil or Stop Acting Like a Lady, again, I'll kill myself.
Right. And, you know, being somebody that, you know, I think BJ is the same way. Like, we've known about your music for a long time, and so yeah. It was really cool to have your first album come out and not know every single song that was on it.
Right.
Like, it's not.
Think of the new songs compared to the old songs.
I think that they are. I think they're written really well. I think they're not as dark. They're more loose. You know what I mean? Like, you don't seem as There's not that as much darkness to them. You know what I mean?
Except for the Bury Me Deep
song. Well, yeah. But, you know, as a whole, that's... I think you just seemed at a better place when you were writing them, for the most part. Even if they are songs that aren't, like, cheery, you can still see you're in a better place.
Oh, cool.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, is that a compliment?
Yes, it's complimentary.
Okay, good.
Lisa's like, well, since the last time I talked to you about my album, asshole, I don't know what
Yeah, you were like, it's the worst
no.
I've ever heard. You sound terrible. I use it to pee on. I use it to set my drain up when I'm cleaning the toilet.
I said nothing like that. Oh, my God.
Wow.
BJ.
Blake, you're an asshole.
I cried for like 2 weeks straight.
Stop. It hasn't even been 2 weeks since I
said that. I burned my CDs. Copies I had. I said, these are no good. Burnt them.
BJ, what did you think of the album?
I really liked it, Blake.
Thank you. Next pressing, I'm going to put your name first in the thanks list.
Hey, I was happy to be like number two.
Yeah.
How the hell does that happen?
I pay attention to people. I know there are a lot of artists who don't pay attention to their fans, but I really do. You know, I notice everybody who, even the smallest compliment or anytime someone shares a link on Facebook or something, I notice it. And that means a lot. Without them, you're nobody.
You're good people.
Huh?
You're good people.
Mama raised me right.
She
I'm
did.
From Maryland. We're good people over there.
Yeah, you are.
I feel like such an asshole. Like
I'm just messing with you.
Okay.
Your opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah, your opinion sucks, Blake.
Speaking of that, I'm going to have you delete that song I just played.
Oh.
I don't want that on the...
Oh.
I'm just messing.
Okay, so do you want to redeem yourself and play another one, for like one from the album or something?
Whatever you want. I don't care. What about whatever.
What would BJ want?
WWBJ.
Don't put BJ up to this. I'll have her doing like Band in DC by the Bad Brains.
You know it, Lisa.
You know you did.
You know, and well, here's the thing. I was talking to John about this, and I was like, how cool would it be if I did a country album of just old punk rock songs? Like, I wanted to do Sailing On because the lyrics are kind of sappy. I'd love to do like a Bad Religion, like the song Infected, a Descendant song, and just make it country. But then he was like, you'll have to pay all those bands. I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't want to let a cat out of the bag, so I can't really say a whole lot, but I'm trying to organize something, and I wanted people to do hardcore covers, like country style.
Oh, that's
and then I thought, there's just so much to that. I wouldn't be able to put it on CD, baby. All that shit.
Hey, I mean, that's the thing. You would think maybe if you wrote letters or something to these people, like, can you donate your songs to reach another genre? But I don't know. HR's crazy, and I don't know. Bad Religion is still weird, so.
Yeah.
But that'd be a cool idea, you know, do a Misfits cover or something.
Yeah, like,
which is
Honeycutt does.
Yeah.
What's that?
Honeycutt does, James Honeycutt does Hybrid Moments.
Does it all slow. You know, I actually ripped off Skulls on Devil's Gate.
Oh, nuh-uh.
Come on now.
I never even noticed it.
Wait, hold on. I had to play this real fast. Hold on. It's, with our heads on high.
I never even noticed it.
Yeah. Corpses all high, heads and lit.
Yeah.
And then instead it's on. The cops are closing in on us. I wish, baby, I love you so much. So, yeah, that was my Misfits tribute.
Yeah, now I never really noticed it. I should have.
Cats out of bed.
I was never a big Misfits fan, to be honest with you, though.
Really? Oh, I love them. Loved them.
And Blake's just sitting there going, what the hell are you guys talking about?
I know what the Misfits are.
Misfits are? I'm going to punch him.
I know who they are. I never really got into them. I just...
You don't like Danzig?
My mom loves 13.
Oh, the Johnny Cash?
But the Danzig version.
Shit.
Like, she actually would listen to the Danzig version. She would listen to the Danzig version over the Johnny Cash version.
God, he's so... Wasn't that on The Hangover?
Yeah.
He's like,
he drives me nuts.
What do you do?
I Bill, like are you rather than Danzig.
Are you over
on,
there?
I'm trying to find a plug.
Are you missing a fort or something?
Pardon me for a minute.
Okay, so BJ, how are you?
Yes, Blake.
How are you liking this live like live rap and music kind of and hanging out thing.
I am enjoying it thoroughly. I've actually just been kind of sitting back listening to you guys.
Oh.
I like your banter.
Our banter? Well, she told me to behave, so I can't even say half the stuff I was going to say.
Oh, God damn it. What? I'm like,
Just relax. We can hold this up while you're doing stuff.
Breaking shit.
BJ.
Yes.
What is?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, are you guys?
What is?
You got yourself together?
Yep.
Okay. So why don't you play us another song?
All right. What do you want to hear?
Well, I want to hear whatever you want to play.
Well, since you already teased everybody with Devil's Gate. And I know you just said you hated to hear it again and again and again.
Well,
or
let's play. Well, I want you to play the song Getting
Only
Over You.
Get Over You?
Yeah.
We're like, BJ, what do you want to hear? Yeah, no. Anyway.
BJ, you're a dick. Shut the hell up.
No, I just, because she did just say that she, you know, she kind of, you know. No,
yeah. I kind of backtracked from
it. I like those songs, but I've played them so many times, and it's like any time.
Can you do like David Allan Coe does, just do a medley of all your songs all ran together?
Oh, that would be cool. He's a mess. I love that man.
He's a mess.
What am I playing? Only Way to Get Over You?
Yes, because I've used this technique often.
Okay. Let me do something. Hold on. Sorry.
That's fine.
Sorry. My voice is kind of... Can you hear? It's not scratchy. It's not like it was when I had the polyp, when I sounded like a man.
No, you don't.
I know. And then
sound
I've
like
read the review that's like her deep voice. I'm like, I had my polyp removed. How dare they? You don't care.
We all care.
Okay.
I feel hatred. I feel like she's hating on me.
No.
She used to love me, but now she wants to kill me.
She had to kill me. Guns N'
Oh,
Roses?
Snap.
What?
I just said, oh, snap, that you breasted out some Axl Rose shit right there.
That's a great song. Wasn't it about his dog?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about his dog that he had to put to sleep and buried the dog in the backyard.
Nice.
That's a rumor. All right, what am I playing? I see you getting fussy, Blake. I can see you.
I'm not getting fussy. I don't want to be.
You even got all big eyed on.
I don't want to make you laugh and stuff while you're doing it. You know.
You make me laugh. Come on. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I'm getting my ass beat on my own show.
You have a small penis too, Blake.
Right? Exactly.
What?
Your penis couldn't get a mouse excited, Blake.
Oh my God. You said you wanted a fun interview, right?
Right. I'm fine. I'm fine. Because we're going to have a group hug at the end of this. It's all good.
Aw. What am I playing? Okay. I'm getting Sorry, I couldn't do the high notes. I think my voice would have exploded.
Awesome. Awesome.
Nicole says, fan fucking tastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I messed up the word, but that's okay.
That's all right.
I'm going to have to get a teleprompter.
Nice.
Ugh.
So, the album is out. Where can folks go to get it?
You can get it at CD Baby. You can get it live and the MP3s. And you can get it at iTunes and Amazon. And if you're just really nice, I might send you one. But probably not. So, CD Baby, iTunes, or Amazon.
But probably not.
But probably not.
Well,
I sent you one, didn't I?
Pardon?
I sent you one, didn't I?
Yes, the pleasure. I did get the pleasure of having one, yes.
Okay, good.
Because you sent it to me. I told you I got it, and you went, shit, I forgot to sign it.
That's right. I'm an idiot. Well,
no, you're not an idiot. You got a lot going on.
You didn't lock it anyway, so who cares?
I did, too.
Oh, snap.
I'm kidding.
Why don't you honestly say what I said? Because I didn't say I didn't like it.
No, he did like it. He said some of the heart and soul that he loved about it wasn't there. And that's not okay, because I felt like I wasn't singing my best on it, so.
And
that's okay.
I know, but I feel bad, because I feel like you still don't understand what I was trying to say.
No, I swear. Why do I keep getting closer to the mic? I swear on my mom that I take constructive, even any criticism with, like, I actually... I'm like, oh, cool. Let me try to, you know, I'm not someone who's going to get pissed off.
No, but I wasn't talking bad.
What?
It wasn't bad.
What?
I didn't say that CD was bad.
No, I know you didn't. You actually really liked it, but I understand. He loved it. I'm just giving him a hard time, so he's freaking out a little bit.
I do have a question real quick, Lisa.
Yeah.
How do you feel about being compared to other female artists? Like, every time I see a review of a female artist, somebody always compares another female artist to that. And I was just wondering, like, how do you feel about that? Do you think it's unfair?
No, it doesn't bother me. I mean, you know what it is? It's just like, I mean, it's just that whole, like, come on, people. Just because we're chicks doesn't mean we're the same person or even play the same style of music. Like, it's ridiculous. You never hear, like, oh, well, those poor bastards, man, they came out, man, we're going to compare them to Hank Williams. Like, people just like to pin females. I think they just want to see some catty ass shit. Like, because, I mean, I don't know. I don't care. I mean, the people they compare me to are awesome artists, and I it's like a compliment. But it is funny that women, it feels like women always have to live up to each other's expectations instead of being like, oh, hell yeah, they're all awesome. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, even when I say it, like, I could say, Lil Lisa Dixie's, like, my favorite female artist. Well, not really, you know what I mean? I that didn't come out right at all. Holy shit.
That did.
Now, it didn't come out right. But,
you probably
but like, when you say female artist, it's just bullshit, I think.
Why didn't you just say artist?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was trying to get at.
So
and totally fucked it up.
Your favorite artist. Okay, I like that better.
Yes. Lil Lisa Dixie is my favorite artist ever.
Well, here's the thing. Being a female artist is way harder than being a male artist. You're critiqued way more. Even here, like, all the local acts, like I said, Dale Watson, Jesse Dayton, who is awesome, if you've never heard of him, Jesse, Dale, Scott Byram, when Wayne plays, there's no, like, big female acts, you know what I mean? So,
yeah,
it's harder. You're critiqued way more. Even look at someone like, trust me, I'm just using these, like, Taylor Swift compared to, like, some shitty Kenny Chesney. Like, I feel like she gets under the fucking heat more than he does. Like, people are always critiquing her versus, like, well, can we talk about how shitty Toby Keith is? Or how shitty fucking whoever wrote Honky Tonk Badonka Donk is? But people are like, oh, but they go after the female. I don't know. It's
because maybe they think you're more vulnerable, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or maybe they just want them to write more sappy songs. I don't know. It's stupid. I just, you know, I don't know. I do. I don't mind it. Like, I don't really care. Like, if they're comparing me to, like, Reba McEntire, then I might be like, really? That's insulting.
She has big ears.
She's terrible.
She's better on that show than she is a singer. She's funnier as hell on that show, Reba Show.
Well, I understand. Oh, wow. I mean, she's not a bad musician, but we play we're nothing alike.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just, that's the other thing. Like, people love to be like, oh, yeah, they'll take two female artists that are nowhere near similar sounds and be like, yeah, they're the same. I don't know. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't know. You can't compare fucking two people that aren't playing the same type of music. I don't know. Am I making sense?
Yeah, that's like if you were to compare my mustachio with BJ's mustachio. I mean, you can't do that. They're two different ones.
I can't see his.
Huh?
I can't see BJ's.
Well, you can see it on his picture.
Is that recent? The little winky one?
Those are called handlebars.
Yeah.
It's all old timey.
But see, like mine is Man. See, mine is very, how you say, very
acquired?
Dirt on the topper lip, as I read earlier.
I am a mustachio.
Mustachio, man of mystery. What the hell is like Morse code going on in the background or something at the Christie household?
It's a bomb going to blow up. So, Lisa, you said you're working on songs for a new album.
I sure am. Which is hard. Like I said, it is hard to write when you're just like, I don't know. You can't force yourself to write. It's just going to happen.
Right. You had a lot. I mean, like you had like a few years that you like wrote these other ones. You know what I mean?
Oh, No. The songs that you know were written, and then there was the songs that are new, I literally wrote in 3 months.
Right. But I'm saying like the first ones, though.
No, those are written pretty fast. It all happened like I said, you know. It just something clicks and I get a hook and I'm like, oh yeah, totally. Like the Stop Acting Like a Lady. I mean, I kind of making fun of Stand By Your Man. I'm just like, oh God, I'm so sick of hearing people whine about breaking up with dudes.
Well, then I'm never going to send you any of the songs about me breaking up with dudes.
Really? Like your peck against my peck?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Nice.
Oh, too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon?
Too soon.
Yeah, me and Blake just broke up not too long ago.
Broke up. Sorry.
Because yeah. Nicole said she was going to beat my ass if I didn't leave him alone.
Were you sending him pictures?
Video? What are you talking about? This is Skype.
Body parts.
Yeah, I sent him locks of my pubic hair.
Nothing else, just an empty envelope. And it, like, when he got it, he scrunched it and it made, like, a scrunchy sound, like a Brillo pad was in it. What could this be?
Oh, shit.
Ew.
You're doing so good.
A toenail.
Like, all the things that, what's his name, needed on Family Guy. He was collecting all of her hair and never mind.
Didn't Meg bake Brian a pie and it had her hair in it once?
Brian, you're eating my hair pie.
Yeah.
Whip.
On the envelope, it just says, fuck me. Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me hard. Like Buffalo Bill. I was like, we're just messing. You're not Buffalo Bill. Buffalo Blake.
Nice.
Okay. I'm just messing.
Oh, I love you. I love you. I deserve
you. You're fun.
I deserve to get made fun of.
No, you're great.
Oh, God.
Buffalo Blake.
Buffalo. I have gotten two nicknames in one show. Mustachio and Buffalo Blake.
Buffalo Blake.
Buffalo Blake. Would you come out tonight? Remember that song?
Yes. I think that should be the title track to your next album.
Buffalo Blake?
Yeah. Buffalo Blake, would you come on out?
Aww. That helps me from not hurting my throat.
So, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show.
It's over?
Well, all the other questions I had written down were inappropriate.
Oh yeah.
So
what? You're not asking inappropriate questions?
Well, I can ask one.
Nope.
No, I can ask one. I think it's kind of appropriate.
Nope.
No.
No, no boobs.
No, nothing about boobs.
No.
No, God. There's other things that are inappropriate besides boobs.
I'm scared.
Okay, so here's a question, because I always want to know, as a woman, is it really the size of the boat or the motion of the ocean?
No bullshit assessment here.
Right. We need hard facts. No pun intended.
I gotta do some math here.
As a female artist, how do you?
As a female artist who's been compared to Reba McEntire.
It could be both.
No, can't be both. Yes, what is more? What is more? What is more pleasurable? One or the other? It can't
it
be,
could be both.
Well, of course it could be both. But if you had to only have a boat,
but no, see, that's what you don't. Guys don't understand that. They just think if they got a big boat that it's great. I mean,
so it's not. It's the motion of the ocean that's more important.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know.
BJ, did
you have any more questions for little Lisa Dixie?
How's your creepy clown collection going?
I could show them to you. I could show you some of my, hold on, some of my other creepy.
Hi.
What are you doing over there?
Liam snuck out of his cage.
I told you to lock that cage. We can't
see. Can you see that, BJ?
What's that?
The creepy piggy bank collection?
No, it's locked on when you were singing.
Okay, never mind. I give up. This life's too hard.
She's pissed at Skype. And you, Blake.
I know she's pissed at me.
No, I'm not. Never. I'm not. I don't get mad. I get even.
Ooh.
I'll write snap. A song about you. What?
I said, oh, snap.
Oh, did you, listen. Can you, am I moving again? Can you see me?
No, you've been,
nope.
You've been sitting with your chin on your arm for about a half hour now.
I'm moving in my picture.
Not in my picture. Uh-oh.
Oh.
She says reset, mofos.
Did you know that I got Elvis in Hagerstown, BJ?
No, I did not.
I did. I got it from the weirdest people I've ever met in my life. They look like Boston Terriers.
There is a lot of weird people in Hagerstown.
Yeah, did you ever see that movie, Wall-E, with the robot?
Wall-E? Yeah.
They were like the big, like, fat slug people. Just like them. With a face of a Boston Terrier.
Blake, I don't know if you know this, but we found out that when we were teenagers, me and Lisa used to hang out at the same club and go see the same shows.
Really?
The 180 Club.
Yep.
Strife. I remember seeing Strife there, and
it's a small
Strife and Warzone show was the best.
It's a small world.
What did Blake say? He's bummed.
Nothing. I'm not bummed.
Can you see me?
Yes.
Yes.
You want mommy to go show you Elvis?
Yes, we want to see Elvis.
We'll get Elvis to say goodbye. Hold on.
Elvis is going to finish out this interview. If any of you are idiots and don't know who Elvis is, he is the coolest dog ever to walk the face of the earth, besides mine.
Yeah, there's Rory behind you, Blake.
Right.
I can see her.
Yeah, she's really busy.
Yeah, she's a ball of energy.
I seem to think that I'm going to have to kiss Lisa's butt forever because
She's mad at you.
I know. Listen to me. I can sense when women are mad. Believe me. I'm very good at it.
You are pretty good at that.
I can sense when I piss them off. But we're going to do one more song before we're going to play a song from the new album when we get done with the interview here. And it's going to be I'll Go With You. So I want to ask her one question about I'll Go With You, and then we're going to cut them out.
All right.
Here she comes.
I'm going to eat, though.
There's Elvis.
Oh.
This is my best friend in the whole world.
Elvis is the man.
He's a little handsome guy.
Elvis rocks.
All right. My dinner is waiting on the table. Go ahead, buddy.
Okay, so thank you again for being on the show.
Anytime.
And we're going to play from the album I'll Go With You.
Okay, the duet.
The duet. Who is that with?
Eddie McIntosh. He's the singer of the Garnet Hearts, which is a really, like, classic rockabilly. Like, they don't suck. They're really good.
Awesome. So we're gonna spin it. And again, Lisa, thank you very much. You're wonderful, and you're welcome on anytime.
You let me know.
All right, hon.
All right, bye, guys.
Bye.
See you, Lisa.
See ya.
All right, here is little Lisa Dixie from her new self-entitled album. And the song is called I'll Go With You. And BJ, anywhere you want me to go, I'll go with you.
Oh, isn't that sweet, Blake?
All right, here we go.
Try my luck. I should never touch the stars, but it shouldn't make any difference.
Welcome back, everybody, to the fourth and final segment of episode 49 of It Burns When I Pee. And I don't know, should we call this episode Mustachio or Headwind?
Both are very good names. Maybe Mustachio Headwind.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Killing two birds with one stone. We just got done listening to Justin Towns Earl with his song Slippin' and Slidin'. And you know what? I have a good feeling about his next album. I have a good feeling about it.
I would like to have a good feeling about it, but I'm just not sure.
I have a good feeling. I'm gonna really put a lot of confidence in this one. So we're really looking forward to that. So what else we gonna talk about tonight?
We want to talk about the GVTL, which I tried to bring back the other week, and Cocker.
Well, yeah, the GVTL, it started off with a bang. There was no fizzle. I didn't see fizzle in sight.
And we did. It started out hard and fast.
Just like I like it, because it you know, but just like Sex with Me, it started out hard, fast, and didn't last very long.
We even had a battle episode,
and
where
I think
could barely hear me and Nicole.
I think the controversy from the battle episode shied people away.
That could quite possibly be.
The intensity of that episode and the intensity of the game. So, but if anybody wants to bring it back and start playing some GVTL, I'm in for it.
I think a lot of the problem was I was trying to find like original gay videos.
Right.
Like, I didn't want to go with the same old ones rehashed. And it became a pain in the ass to watch YouTube over and over again, trying to find a really gay video. But
it's still out there.
I mean, come on, people. Yeah, let's get this.
I mean, you get tired of Farmville, but people still do it.
I've never played Farmville.
Oh well, I mean, at one time or another, somebody in the world. So
a lot of people do.
Yeah. So another thing that me and you were talking about is Cocker. Now, we're coming up on probably, it's been about a year since we started Cocker. And
yep,
he was going all over the country. We have like over 100 pictures of him throughout the land. And then all of a sudden, he went from Keith Neltner's place in Kentucky, headed for Chicago, and then disappeared. What do you think happened?
I don't know. I don't know if he got lost in the mail or somebody abducted him being a spiteful dick.
Do you think maybe like he made a run for it?
He could have made a run for the border.
Not north. He went south. He's not going to go. He's not going to go.
Nobody wants to go to Canada.
You kind of have had a beef lately with Canada. Like,
I have. The guys from Verbal Abuse, I have had a beef with lately.
What triggered that? Because, I mean, you know, they're not bad guys, but what triggered that sinister side of BJ to come out?
I think it was the whole Canada episode where you guys had to read the whole thing, and I sat back and listened to it, and I was just like, oh no, guys, you need to go farther than that. Canada's way worse than you guys are portraying. And then they kind of put some comments up on the IBWIP website or Facebook page, and I just couldn't let it go. And now I've kind of started a war with one of them. I'm not sure which one, Hoof Dog or Big Nasty T-Boss or whatever that
is. Big Nasty. I love it. Well,
I have no clue what their names are.
But. And, you know, I think that they're, you know, recently, you know, we posted that we were getting ready to do episode 49, and one of them made a comment that says, you should also smell a joint episode with Verbal Abuse, you bunch of rednecks, which we have been talking to them about doing, a joint episode. But, you know, timing-wise, you know, they're in Canada, we're here, and so we really haven't had the opportunity.
Yeah, they're like in the 1800s. Oh, snap.
So if anybody can, if anybody sees our cock, you know, I don't know if the U.S. Postal Service has it, if they thought it was some kind of anthrax threat or what.
Or if he was made out of cocaine.
Yeah. I think he wouldn't have lasted as long as he did if he was made of cocaine.
No, he wouldn't have.
So I think what we should do is we should get Cocker's brother to go out and go hunting for him.
I think that's a hell of an idea. I think we should find the sibling of Cocker to go out and search high and low for the Cockmeister.
We will see. So if anybody wants to get on the mailing list and for the next Cocker extravaganza, just let us know. This has been a pretty good episode.
It has been.
We've discussed mustachios. We did Sean Connery imitations. We talked to Little Lisa Dixie.
And we were very cockstrung throughout the whole episode.
Hey, that's me, Rebel Within. It's going to be Carmageddon for everybody. And we had a great interview with Jason Gaza as well from Muddy Roots. We're looking forward to it. I really can't wait to go and meet everybody that I've been made friends with, you know, over the years through the show and through the interweb.
Yeah, it's amazing how well everybody has become friends over the internet, and none of us have ever met.
Do you think it's going to be one of those things like when we all meet, we'll all be like, we'll leave Muddy Roots and go, that fucking guy was a dick.
Yeah, I'm never going to talk to that douchebag ever again.
I am deleting his ass from my Facebook page as soon as I get home. How long of a drive is it going to be for you guys?
9 hours.
Nice. That's about what mine's going to be. So it's been a great episode. BJ, as always, thank you so much for taking the time, you know, locking your kids up so they don't bother you, and, you know, and doing the show with me. I enjoy having you on.
Thank you, Blake, for having me yet again. And Liam is screaming at the cage right now.
Shaking it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think we should do it again next month for the 4-year anniversary.
I think we should too. I mean, you have to.
I thought we were on our best behavior with Lisa, as much as I didn't want to be. I
think so too. I don't think she was having any of our shenanigans.
No. She was like our mom would be. You know, like, no, we're not going there. Don't even go there. Like,
don't talk about boobs.
As soon as we got on Skype with her, she was like, all right, guys, behave yourselves. Behave.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's like asking a black guy not to steal a TV.
See, the last reference you made, I snorted PBR out my nose.
Oh, about the sign?
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty bad. I mean, I had to have Nicole get me an, fetch me another beer.
Fetch me another beer, winch.
And then I had to snap at her, and she was not happy that I snapped my fingers at her.
You, hey, tell her it's better to get snapped at than slapped at.
That is true. She might like that.
Well, that's true. Maybe you can try that tonight.
I probably will.
All right, buddy. Well,
we
got a new part for the show, and BJ, it's called Your Double Play. So give us the last two songs as we head out tonight.
The last two songs of tonight is Heinrich 13 and his Devil Grass Pickers with Another Lonesome Blues, and Brent Omaker and the Rodeo. I'm the man who writes the country hits.
All right, brother. Thank you very much. We're going to spin some tunes, and we'll see you next month on It Burns When I Pee. You want to say goodbye to anybody?
Bye, anybody.
And I guarantee it's been a load of fun. Though Don't ask me to sing someone else's song when the rodeo is here and soon we'll be gone. Just relax and enjoy the show. I could give you loving all night long, but you might not be my type, and there's bound to be a fight when your boyfriend hears you singing all my songs. I'm the man who writes the country hits. My words are solid gold. I'm sure that you've been told. I'm the man who writes the country hits. I couldn't give a shit. I'm the man who makes your panties wet. So show me your tits. I'm the man who writes the country hits. I'm the bug and you've been bit. I'm the man who writes the country hits.
Are you a blogger, a podcaster, not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com, where you'll find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs, and free site builder with easy control panel. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.